Subject of this presentation has to do with the presentation of the gospel or the teaching of revelational truth in the secular pluralistic school environment. As some of you know, my wife and I live in Europe, and we have recently become UK citizens. We are now subjects of Her Majesty as well as remaining American citizens, since it is possible to be a dual citizen these days. And it seemed to me that it would be interesting for you if you learned a bit about the situation relative to religion in the public schools in England, and then we moved on to see what can be done in the presentation of the gospel here in the United States under different constitutional conditions. In England, there is a state church. In the words of the bidding prayer at the lawyer's church, at the barrister's church, Temple Church in London, it is the Reformed branch of the Holy Catholic Church established in this kingdom. There, the problems of ACLU, prayer in the public schools, worship in the public schools, simply doesn't exist. What exactly is the English situation in this regard? Well, of course, it has both negative and positive aspects. At the time of the Elizabethan settlement, a theory was developed called comprehension, from the Latin comprehendo, meaning to include. And the idea was that if there is a state church, that state church needs to embrace, comprehend the maximum number of people in the populace that it can do. And therefore,